This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Zoom.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Zoom.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right.
You've sent me down a rabbit.
Why?
Because with this weird Cowboys coach thing.
Nine coaches, all fired by Jerry, as somebody pointed out on the text line. That is true. Jerry has fired every coach in Cowboys history.
I love that. That makes me happy.
He's smoking something over there.
But you threw me for a loop with the Chan Gailey thing. And I was convinced that Chan Gailey was actually Dave Campo.
Right.
In reality.
And he might be.
They might be. And then you brought up Cam Cameron. And I looked up Cam Cameron. And then I went down this rabbit hole. I am convinced.
Pat Shurmur.
Yes. Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski. I've looked all these kind of.
Joe Philbin.
One failed coach.
Bobby Ross.
They all look exactly the same. I believe that if we took all the coaches that were failed in 3 years and I just gave you a random photo, I could convince you that any one of those coaches is a random name. It's impossible to differentiate any of them. They're all the same person. I think there's something about when you get hired, I believe now we can look at you and be like, oh no, you're going to be forgettable. That you're going to be out of here in 2 years and no one's going to remember. You just have that look.
Yeah, if you looked up most generic football coach in the dictionary, they still have dictionaries?
I think so.
Joe Philbin might be pictured.
Yeah. I looked at Pat Shurmur. You could convince me that that's one of 13 different fired head coaches. If I told you that was Chudzinski, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's fine. Or if I told you that was Cat Cameron, you'd be like, yeah.
Chudzinski is a little fatter.
Yeah, but they all just
a little bit more beer swigging.
They all fit into that same mold. He is completely forgettable the moment he gets fired.
More Tom Sula like.
See, Tom Sula, at least he stands out.
So
yeah, Chudzinski kind of has a Doug Peterson thing going on.
Yeah.
Oh. Doug what? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Just physically looking.
Because Peterson looks like all those other guys you mentioned.
Well, I know. I'm looking at a picture of Chudzinski, and he looks very much like Doug Peterson.
You didn't know that's how he looked, did you?
No. I forgot what he looked like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chudzinski?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm thinking of
another. You're probably thinking of someone else.
Another Browns coach.
You're thinking of Freddie Kitchens.
Maybe so. Or Mike Pettine.
Yeah, both of those guys would fit the bill.
So this leads us perfectly into my next question. How many of the one-and-done coaches can you name? The NFL coaches. So Gerard Mayo, this means they got one season and they were fired.
Yes.
Gerard Mayo being the latest. I have a list of the last 10. How many can you name?
Never hired again after that? Like by another team or anything?
I'm looking here. Let's see.
Because like Chip Kelly went one and done with the Niners, but he also coached for the Eagles for a couple years. Like,
yeah, but he coached for the Eagles after or before the.
Well, I'm just saying Chip Kelly coached 3 years in the pros. He considered a one and done because he did one and done with.
Look, here's the thing: I've all 10 on the list. Mm-hmm. I do not believe any of them were hired as a head coach after they were fired.
Okay.
Maybe there's one that I could be talked into. Maybe he went to college, but I can't remember.
Okay. Well, Pierce, this year we had Pierce and Mayo.
Pierce was not there 1 year. He was there last year.
Well, he was interim last year, wasn't he?
He doesn't make the list because he coached prior.
Oh, okay.
1 year, one season.
One season.
And out. Okay. So right. Gerard Mayo.
I thought Antonio Pierce. It's the guy in Tampa. Is it Raheem?
Raheem Morris?
Yes.
No.
No? Mm-mm. Or was he in Atlanta? He got canned after 1 year. I thought it was in Atlanta.
Let's take a look.
Or Tampa. He was a one-and-done guy.
Well, he's not on this list, so maybe this list is...
And because I know this sounds terrible, but a lot of times it's African-American coaches, and so then people bring it up, and they're like, what the hell?
Well, I will tell you, of the 10 coaches, 4 of them are black on this list. And no, he coached for 2 seasons in Atlanta. He's kind of like Pierce. One of them was interim.
Interim.
He got 11 games.
Oh, that interim thing's thrown me off then.
Yeah, because like Tom Sula would have been a one and done, but he got interim games as well.
Tom Sula is on this list. They've got him 10th.
Okay. Mm. Oh, Herbs was one and done.
Herbs was in there. Yep. You got 2 of them. You got 3 of them.
Who am I missing?
There's a great one.
There's a great one?
I mean, he flamed out so spectacularly.
Gase wasn't one and done, right? He was there for a couple.
Was Jim Zorn one and done?
No.
No, Zorn was there.
There's one.
We just talked about him. Cleveland. Chizinski was one and done.
No, you're thinking of... Okay, but Cleveland, yes. But the other Cleveland.
Freddie Kitchens?
Yes, Freddie Kitchens. He was one and done.
Why was I thinking of Hugh Jackson? Now, Hugh was there. He went 0 for.
Well, no, Hugh was like 1 and 31 or something. Yeah. Like
obviously a tie, you know. A tie.
It all blends together.
So Freddie Kitchens, Chip Kelly, Jim Tom Sula, Gerard Mayo, Urban Meyer. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 2 of them are black. Two of them are white.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Steve Wilkes.
That's Arizona, right?
Yep.
And they went with Kingsbury after that?
He's a black guy.
Yeah.
So you got 2 whites.
Was Flores one and done in Miami?
Nope.
I was just trying to think of other African-American coaches.
I'll give you the teams.
Yeah, give me some teams.
Let's speed this along here. Yeah. You got the Panthers.
Oh, they got Frank Reich.
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And he's an interesting one because I feel like he was decent.
Yeah, it's just that.
And he has not shown up anywhere. Like, I don't even know where he is.
He was viewed as an offensive guy, and that was, at the time when they fired him, they were like, that was just Carolina being a mess.
No, they liked what he did in Indy, and that was, they also said that Reich didn't get the quarterback he wanted, that management forced Bryce Young on him, and then they sucked.
Yeah, like, you're
Frank Reich has fallen off the face of the earth. Yeah. What is he doing now?
Maybe just taking a bunch of money and sitting out. Maybe because he got a huge buyout.
And then you have the Broncos. This is the one that was spectacular.
Aaron Rodgers guy. Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett couldn't hack it.
I will say of all of the coaches that I can remember, like I don't know why Gerard Mayo got fired. Supposedly behind the scenes he was very jumbled and wasn't very organized. Nathaniel Hackett, I remember that whole year they couldn't get plays off. I've never seen a team with more procedural penalties and delay of games.
It was painful to watch.
They were burning through timeouts. Like they could not get plays off. And I was like, how is it a veteran quarterback with a veteran play caller literally can't get plays off? It blew my mind. That may be the most dysfunctional coach that I can remember watching in real time and thinking he has no idea what he's doing.
The thing about Mayo that I was reading the other day was they said that they had written it into his contract that he would be the next coach. Yeah. So they kind of had to hire him. Mm. And once they hired him,
they realized it wasn't.
They realized, ooh, he's pretty unorganized. But they also didn't expect Mike Vrabel to be available.
Oh, so it was like.
Hey. And so they were like, we need to get out of this. Mm. And Vrabel became available. And so they went. I feel like they went all ducks on like Gerard Mayo is to Willie Taggart as Mike Vrabel is to Mario Cristobal or even Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like you had a bad one and you upgraded by luck.
Yeah. Just kind of fell into your lap. You're like, all right.
By the way, I'm learning that Frank Reich was the first head coach ever to be fired mid-season back-to-back years. Because he was fired as the head coach of the Colts. Then he got the Panthers job, and he got fired mid-season for that job, too.
Hmm. Well, so he didn't even get a full season in Carolina?
He went 1-10 and got canned.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah. I bet he got a nice little juicy buyout, though.
You're missing one.
We're still missing.
Black guy.
Was it the Broncos guy who was having the time of his life? Vance Joseph?
No.
Vance Joseph?
No. He's still there. He's their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Give me the team.
Houston.
Oh, I can picture him.
Also spectacular flameout at the end.
Absolutely. Oh, God. And by the way, they were competitive in some of those games. They just had a bad record. Why can't it?
Well, he lost the last game, or he won the last game and screwed him out of a
pick.
Is it Lovie?
Yep.
Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith.
Now, that's not who I was thinking of. I was thinking of...
Romeo Crennel was there, too, but he wasn't one and done.
No, this was... why can't I think of his name? He's a mixed race guy that they brought in, and then they canned.
Oh, yeah.
David Culley.
That's Culley. Yeah, we didn't mention him, did we?
No.
I missed that one. Yeah, there's two Houston Texans on there.
Same
Culley
thing.
And Lovie.
I guess he was, Culley.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought he was only there 1 year, and I remember, like, when they fired him, we're like, what the hell? Like, you brought this guy in, and then, like, I'll never understand the one and done. It just, behind the scenes, it just has to be such a disaster, because when you get handed a pile of chicken ass, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like with Mayo, and I get maybe it was the Vrabel thing, but... Dude, you got handed one of the worst rosters in the NFL. What do you expect him to do? I've never understood that. What changes from year to year, other than rich old guy with a bee in his bonnet decides that he wants a new toy?
Worst coaching hire of the last 10 years. Nathaniel Hackett. Jim Tomsula or David Culley. That is a battle.
Well, I'm going to change it. It's Tomsula. It's Tom Sula. Because Nathaniel Hackett ended up being disgusting, but you did it for a reason.
Try to get Rodgers.
Yeah.
Which you didn't get.
You didn't get. But he was at least viewed, that was the goal, and he was viewed as an offensive guy. And I love Jim Tomsula. Jim Tomsula was a great guy. He was our defensive coordinator when I was in Scotland, and he's a super nice guy. Jim Tomsula in no way, and I mean no way, is qualified to be a head coach. Jim Tomsula is not a coordinator.
Why did they hire him?
Everyone in the building liked him.
It was just a placeholder. It was just
for what? Because they brought in Chip after him, right? Yeah,
they just didn't have another guy, so they were like,
one and done him too.
Yeah, it's just Tomsula might be the worst hire in NFL history. And honestly, I'll bet you Jim's the sort of guy that if you asked him, Jim would even probably tell you, I shouldn't have had that job.
He was surprised to get the gig?
100%. 100%.
Wow. All right.
Jim Tomsula.
We're done with that.
Great guy. Great guy.
Remember him doing a press conference and saying, I don't want to get caught up with all the pomp and stance, if that's a word.
It's not.
No,
Jim.
It's pomp and circumstance.
Jim.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
He is one of my favorite in a league and a sport where I can count the number of people that I really enjoyed on two hands over the years. He is one of the nicest, just all around good dudes, but that doesn't mean that you should have that job.
All right, new fun game. Guess the SEC coach next on The Fan. All right, in the news is coming up next, but first I have to tell you about a perverted SEC football coach.
That all of them?
You could probably make that argument, yes.
This one may be more perverted and brash.
So there's a woman by the name of Sydney Thomas.
Mm-hmm. You know her.
Well, I didn't know her until you sent this story.
You didn't know this one?
I don't know if... Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
When
she
I
is,
say that?
She is Livy Dunn blown up.
She went very, very viral.
Very,
recently.
Very, 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 very viral.
Okay. Well, I didn't know anything of her until I saw this story. Well, she was the ring girl at the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
Yes.
And so she went viral for that because she's a hot.
She created a giant buzz. She's the new Sydney Sweeney.
And she took to a podcast recently. She's 21 years old. Mm-hmm. She's a student at Alabama. And she became an overnight sensation after being a ring girl at that fight. Well, she went to on a podcast recently called Like a Farmer Podcast. I don't know. Everybody's got a podcast.
Everybody.
Including... people who are like farmers. Sure. I don't know.
And including our show.
And she said that a coach from the SEC slid into her DMs after the fight. But she won't say who it is.
Yeah.
So now we have to try to figure that out.
Internet sleuthing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a there's a lot of internet sleuthing and some corroborated evidence to believe it is one Lane Kiffin.
Well, Lane Kiffin is the obvious choice.
Yes.
One, because he's probably one of the only SEC coaches that would even be watching that fight.
Yeah. Well, there
and two, he's young and perverted.
There's a I believe it was a friend of hers, another hot. She shared a photo of, it was like a screenshot off of, I think, Snapchat. And it was a DM from Lane Kiffin's account, but it was just like it was a three-letter abbreviation in the message, and I didn't know
it was RTR, which is like roll tide roll.
Okay,
so it's pretty obvious that it's Lane Kiffin because she said he's from another team, but he said roll tide, and of course Kiffin coached there.
Yes,
so.
And Lane Kiffin would seem to be the, and I think he's single now, if I'm not mistaken.
He's the type. Well, you know who else is single, which I thought it could be, is Sark.
That's true.
And because Sark's single.
Can we be honest? It really doesn't matter whether they're single or not. You really think Sark?
I think Sark and Kiffin are the type that you're talking about.
When Sark was at UW.
But Brian Kelly is not.
Also, DMing like that when you're married is a lot more risky than when you're single.
That's true.
Sark was married. He had a boat on Lake Washington.
Noah Sark. Just spit it out, you little bitch.
The boat was known to
bunch of babes, bunch of hots.
Yeah, it was
all right.
Yeah,
that's why I thought it was Sark.
Girls Gone Wild on Lake Washington was the thing apparently at Noah Sark. So yeah, and Sark was married. None of that stuff would shock me at all, but. The fact that it's Lane Kiffin, you know what? Good for Lane Kiffin for shooting your shot.
What if it was Josh Heupel?
I don't think Josh Heupel.
There's also been speculation that Kiffin has a son who may run some of his social media stuff, and people are saying that it may be the horny son that is trying to slide into Sidney Thomas's DMs and not Lane.
Well, that's a convenient excuse for Lane.
It is.
Can you imagine? So you've now seen what Sidney has going on.
I mean,
I
see her in this story. I don't
know. Well, just
work. Are there nudes or?
No, not that I know of. But work a quick Google image and you will see.
I do see.
The amount of celebrity DMs probably coming her way. I'm guessing that is a shocking amount of, I know that person.
She's aired some of them out too. I think Zion tried to slide in there.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, she's a hot.
Yeah. What exciting times is Lane.
She
kind of
looks like Kournikova, in a way.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
You know?
But more...
What an exciting time.
A little chestier.
Yeah, I like that.
What an exciting time.
But it's a wonderful world we're living in where you can just... You get hired for a ring card girl. They probably pay you $1,000, and next thing you know, she's worth millions.
What if it's Kalen DeBoer?
Good family man like
he
Kalen.
Doesn't seem the type.
They're all the type.
Brian Kelly.
They're all the type.
Brian Kelly's red face.
What about Kirby?
You see, he actually would be the one that I would say is not the type, which probably means that he is.
I mean, just stupid.
I just refer back to the ESPN book when Erin Andrews was going through her thing, and Les Miles messaged Erin Andrews and said that if Erin Andrews isn't on the sidelines, then what's the point of any of us playing?
Right. What is the point?
What is the point, Les?
We need her.
Yeah. Okay.
The sport needs her.
I wonder why.
Is she still doing sidelines for college? I don't think she is she?
I don't think so. I think she's moved on. She's got her own clothing line and
You see her on the NFL. I haven't seen her on college.
Yeah, I think she's moved on. And wasn't she on like Good Morning America or something? I think she managed to move on to bigger and better things.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then Joy Taylor set the industry back 20 years. Good one, Joy.
I remember going to the, I think it was the Ducks Ohio State championship game. I think that was, again, in Dallas, where Lou Holtz and I hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to you and I stepped into the press conference. They had a press conference with Kirk Herbstreit. I keep wanting to call her Julie Andrews. Erin Andrews.
Erin Andrews.
And Reese or
I think it was Chris Davis.
Fowler.
Yeah, it was one of those at the time.
I think it was Fowler.
Whatever that crew was, yeah.
And it was all Erin Andrews talking about herself the entire,
time.
And
a bunch of lonely, horned up reporters.
They loved it.
Eating every word up.
It was so nauseating. Yes.
She currently co-hosts the Calm Down podcast with Carissa Thompson.
Was she also hosting Dancing with the Stars?
She was on Dancing with the Stars, I thought.
I think she might have then gone and hosted Dancing with the Stars. Again, she's moved on to much bigger.
She's done great for herself.
Yes. Yes.
And she's talented. You know, she's good.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't. I was like, oh, my God. They hold a press conference for this?
Yeah. Well, can we be honest? Like, obviously, there's a lot of people in our industry that are very talented and they deserve the spot that they're supposed to be there, and they do a great job. I think old Susie Colbert, one of my favorites. Linda Cohn, amazing. I think Mina Kimes, amazing. But can we also admit that there's some people that just are there for one reason and one reason only? And the amount of coaches and other media members that eat that crap up, it's shocking when you see it in person. And they just fawn all over themselves to just be in their, like, stratosphere. And they have the coaches. We'd go down to Pac-12 Media Day, and they would have, like, these little functions where the coaches would be milling around. And the coaches were always red asses, and they didn't want to talk to anyone until the hot reporter was around.
And then their big old sweeties.
Oh, my God. And then the worst part was...
good to see you.
Yeah. And she's so interesting all of a sudden.
And the reporter would be like, oh, my God, he's such a sweetheart. Dude, that guy's the biggest ass in the world. What are you talking about? He's the nicest guy in the world.
We always joke around when I see him.
And he's always hugging me, and it's just the best. Yeah,
well, guess what? We don't.
Yes. Doesn't work that way. And so it's a weird, I feel bad for legitimate female reporters that are trying to get by, and they do have to do it better. They have to, and they have to fight that stigma, which is why I think, seriously, Joy Taylor set that industry back 20 years, because for everyone that has had to really work hard to make their name and then realize that she came along and just so shamelessly, allegedly, and then while she was climbing that ladder, had the nerve to stand in front of everyone and talk about how hard it was for her to climb the ladder. We're like, that's not what you were climbing there, allegedly.
All right, coming up next, it's time for In the News. We have an Arctic blast coming.
Oh, no.
Not here.
A name of a storm?
Well, the whole country is going to be blasted arctically. Mm. Is that accurate grammatically?
I don't know. Probably not.
I feel like it worked, though.
Mm. Yeah, let's roll with it. By the way, Erin Andrews, 10 seasons hosted Dancing with the Stars.
She did host, okay. Yeah, is she still hosting it?
No.
Who's the host now?
I don't know.
I tell you, that Dancing with the Stars...
It's a juggernaut.
It is, and I have never watched it ever.
Yeah.
I mean ever.
But it kills.
Well, I know. It's just weird that you have a show. Like, I've seen Survivor, like all the big shows. Like, I've seen Survivor. I've seen
The Great Race or whatever.
Great American Race? Is that what it was? Amazing Race. Right?
Amazing Race was the big popular one. Like Survivor.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen The Bachelor. I've seen The Bachelorette. Yeah. I have never seen Dancing with the Stars.
Big money, though. She got $4 million a year to host that thing.
Well, why is she gone?
Yeah, they probably moved on to someone else. Maybe you should go on Dancing with the Stars.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Hey, if they called me, I'd do it. You get paid, right?
Oh, yeah. You get paid.
Well, I'm in.
You're around a bunch of hots?
Give them my number. all right. And we've got the ski lift lawsuit that is hitting Oregon. We'll do that next on In the News. But first, Buck.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. Back to sports coming up. But right now it is January 15, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your Notre Newsman. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please.
Ever.
Sit your ass down.
I am.
Listen to me.
I have sat. I've sitted.
You're welcome for me being here today.
Who's that?
Yeah, who was that?
That's Clay Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Captain Clay.
Why would he say that?
It's a drop
was
from long ago.
Was he being cute?
He was. He was being focused.
Actually, it was when he was injured for like a full year and a half, and he came and did some media and didn't have to. He's like, so you're welcome for me being here today.
Welcome to my
Gee,
presence.
Thanks, Clay.
You're welcome for me being here today.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Bagel Day. Which is really fascinating because you know what I had this morning for the first time in a long time?
Guessing a bagel.
I had an effing bagel, man.
I don't eat a lot of bagels, but when I have one, I find them delightful.
It was delicious.
I like the all-everything bagels.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Throw a little cream cheese on there, maybe some butter. I don't know.
Do you like an Asiago cheese bagel?
Oh, so delightful. I just don't really eat breakfast, and when I do, it's not bread. But, like vacation, maybe you're at a continental breakfast, and they offer up a bagel. Yeah, let's do it.
It is also National Hat Day.
Oh, well, we're both wearing hats. Although, I'm wearing a beanie. Is that the same?
It's a form of a hat.
Yeah, form of a hat. I don't wear a lot of baseball hats. They're not comfortable on the bald head. So,
you know the earliest depiction of hats? Do you know how far back hats go?
Well, killer whales wear them, so, you know, animals have been doing it. I'm guessing hats go back all the way, like thousands of years.
So, 15,000 years?
I'm guessing longer than that.
Well, no,
Oh, yeah. I think the world actually in some people's eyes is only like
6,000.
Yeah, it's like 6 or 7,000. That whole Garden of Eden thing.
No, ancient Egypt. They had hats.
I'm guessing
3,200 BC.
Yeah, I'm guessing the sun covering thing was probably pretty.
Well, the upper class Egyptians were much like you, and they had shaved domes.
Oh.
So they had bald heads, and so they wore headdresses to keep their heads cool.
Yeah, you don't want. I mean, sunburn is no joke. And just because you lived a couple thousand years ago.
Thanks for that tip. Thanks for that hot tip.
Does not mean Jace. That you didn't get burned.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Well, you think about it. You see all these like old movies, you know, about the olden days. And, you know, they've got other problems. But you don't think that sunburn back then? I mean, you're outside all the time. Yeah, you're dealing with some burns. You can't throw on some copper tone.
Well, listen, we have some serious weather coming.
Oh boy, an Arctic freeze?
Arctic blast across the entire country of the United States.
Didn't, was it Atlanta last week getting hit with the Arctic blast? I think it was like snowing.
I don't know, but they're saying that beginning, like moving in this weekend and then on Monday, the entire country could have single digit wind chills with the exception of, obviously the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, it would stretch from like Maine to Nevada.
That seems quite chilly.
Single digit wind chills.
Yikes.
In Bismarck, North Dakota, they are expecting temperatures to drop to 30 below zero.
Oh my God. Not wind chill or just
temperatures?
Ugh. So with wind chill, you're in...
They're saying 40 to 50 with wind chill, and that is danger zone.
F that.
You might die.
Yeah, I would say that...
Keep that in mind for the football games this weekend.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out that there's probably not a lot of homeless in Bismarck, North Dakota, because, well, cold. I'm guessing if you...
Cold, but they also don't put up with that S out there. They're like Washougal.
They're like, nope. Well, I don't think there's a lot of homeless people clamoring to be in... one of the Dakotas.
Well, I agree with that, but sometimes it's just circumstance.
I understand.
But I always look at people in Portland when it's like pouring rain or it's cold, and I'm looking at them like, well, why don't you just start walking south? You know? It's warmer down there.
Yeah, but we provide a lot of resources.
That's true.
We got a lot of resources.
We do have that.
But I will tell you that if it all of a sudden started dipping on a regular basis into the negative teens, I'm guessing our homeless would go elsewhere. You can deal with a little cold and rain. I don't think when you're homeless, you can deal with the Dakota winters. That's ridiculous. I don't know if I've ever been in anything quite like that. We played one game at Colorado State where it was like 3 degrees at kick, and then the storm came in. And I think it got down to like negative 10, and I wanted to die. It was was the coldest I've ever been, and I can't fathom what negative 30 feels like.
You remember last year we had one of the coldest playoff games in NFL history.
Yeah. Did you see one guy almost, they did a story on him. He almost, he was on the verge of getting stuff amputated and his life was in danger.
And the Chiefs.
Yeah, the dumbass went out there with no shirt on.
Yeah. Chiefs and the, take off your shirt and throw me.
Dolphins. And let me say, for any fan that decides to go to a game that's in negative degrees and you wear no shirt, no gloves, no hat, I feel zero sympathy for you.
Going outside in that weather and standing for 4 hours is questionable enough on its own.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. What are you doing?
All right, we'll get to the ski lift lawsuit coming up next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news, Jan 15, 2025. Got to tell you about this lawsuit here. 65-year-old skier.
That's scary stuff right here.
He says he plummeted during windy weather from a chairlift onto the ground. He has filed a $3.6 million lawsuit against Willamette Pass Ski Resort.
I don't know where that's at. Never heard of it.
Saying he suffered a fractured spine and he has undergone a grueling recovery, says here.
Well, I was reading this story yesterday and... I did not know. Now, I am not a skier. I've been on several ski lifts. I've done like the Alpine slide what is that?
You're doing great.
Mount Hood.
Mount Hood Meadows?
Mount Hood Meadows. And I've gone and you do some sightseeing and go up there. They're fun. I've never been on one that didn't have a bar.
Yeah, they have them. They're
so
out
you
there.
You just get on you that thing and it's just open and it's like, correct. Hey, whatever happens, happens.
And the expectation is just that it won't rock or move enough that it's any problem.
Well, you right can now. Hold on to the sidebar.
I would take one look at that. There's nothing in front to keep my big ass on that thing. Mm-mm. You go right there.
You kind of have a U shape behind you, almost like a chair, and that part is all surrounded, but the front is open.
Yeah, so just front. So again, if I just slip or it gets a little windy or whatever, I lean forward too far, I'm off the chair. Yeah, no, that is right out. And my
just
man,
go ahead and lean back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, nope, not doing it.
So you know, my it's man, funny, I've been on those a lot, and I've never once had the thought, had that thought.
I have too.
It's just a thing. Like,
there were just a couple chairs at the resort we would go to that I was like, that's just the way it was. And
you don't really think about it.
Doesn't seem like a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, actually. See how far on the edge you can sit?
Nope.
Before you fall?
Nope.
Throw a beer up to my buddy in the chair ahead of us?
Well, that I'm all about. But again, I can't turn around and catch it because I'm too concerned about sliding off the chair.
We did it on those chairs.
My man said here, too, he for an old guy, I guess he hung on for a while.
Yeah, there's video apparently of him from the people behind him filming him hanging from the chairlift.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want to drop at that particular time because the drop was longer, so he dropped at a shorter distance.
Yeah.
You know how that happens, how that works.
Yeah, he said, what, 20, 25 feet?
But he still fractured his spine.
Yeah.
And he said the...
Yeah, tuck and roll.
The chair was, well, if you can with skis on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough. But you should be able to pop them off from, I mean...
I don't know about that.
Old man hanging from a chair. Like, it's scary stuff.
As long as you can cross your heels.
They say the chair was swinging unpredictably from side to side as he and his grandson clung to the armrests on either side of them. The chair flung him off. Of course, it didn't fling the kid off. I wonder why not.
Well, the kid's a little more, he's younger, can hold on, you know.
Yeah, but he's lighter.
That's true. Look, he's an old man, for God's sakes. What do you expect? Yeah, well, you got to look at that. I'm not saying that dude, it's that guy's fault, but you're an old man. You can't just be, you got to have some wise years behind you there. I'm not even that old.
What do you mean?
Like, just
like, don't do that.
Yeah, that just seems like a terrible idea. I cannot believe.
Yeah, see, you're.
I can't believe this is a thing.
No, it's definitely a thing.
I have no idea.
There's a lot of lifts like that, and there really aren't many problems with it.
Most people are dumb. 100% dumb. As Joey would say, that's just dumb. And what other world?
Well, actually, that's Ron Burgundy.
Would you get on something that in no way is restraining you, and then takes you 30, 40, 50, 60 feet up? And
you're like, just I don't know what the percentage is, but it happens all the time if you ever ski.
Wow.
Well, and it just, like I said, I don't think most people think about it.
I'm glad I don't.
Someone on the text line points out a lot of the chairs that have the bar, people don't even use the bar. They just let it go up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. What's the matter with you? Where's your whimsy?
Nope. Well, I didn't fracture my spine. Although, you know, what's he suing for? $3 million?
3.6.
That's a lot of coin.
He'll get some coin out of that.
Oh, I would assume.
Especially with the video from the kind people behind him.
Yeah. I'm getting taunted saying no one uses the bar. The chair leans back. I'm being taunted now.
Yeah, it really is a common thing, but I don't know about the chair leaning back. I don't know what he means by that.
Well, if you went on...
Well, I guess he's saying you're going up, so yeah. You're not level.
If I got on a ride at a carnival and they were like, yeah, don't worry about being strapped in, you're fine.
Well, that's a terrible example because they're trying to scare you with fast and furious moves. The ski lift should just glide right up the hill and let you jump out. But on days like this, I don't know why it was swaying.
Yeah.
Probably just wind. But they shut them down if there's too much wind. Unless you're in Italy, where I guess it's Thunderdome, and they just let you
get concussions.
I
think that's the problem is you put a lot of faith in people, and I do not. I got to look at that situation and be like, I don't know how much the guy running the ski lift is making. I'm guessing about $14 an hour. Same thing with the carny types. I'm not putting...
Wow, you just called the ski lift guys carnies?
Are we debating this?
Bro.
If you are working the ski lift at a ski resort, well, yes, I put you in the same category. My guess is you're high while doing that. You probably are just doing it so you get free ski lift so you can go shred some fresh pow-pow.
Yeah,
I'm not certain that you're putting my safety first.
Well, I know, you're talking about just the operator. If there is a situation... Like, they don't make the call. In other words, the leaders make the call. Like, if they have to shut down the...
There's someone at Mountain HQ making that call in management. It's not the kid running the lift.
They're in offices with walkie-talkies, okay? It's not Spicoli there who's just trying to shred some pow, bro. And all he has to do is press a button. So, anyway.
just convinced this goes back to my, it's like when you're on vacation, you'll do crap because it's vacation. And it's the same thing with skiing. You're like, oh, we're here to ski. This is normal. And no other facet of life would you look at that and be like, yeah, this seems totally on the up and up. And that's how you end up with fractured spines.
And that's in the news for January 15, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Hey, this guy needs to be calling the
Advocates. He does. Up next, the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.